Welcome to Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu. This is a weekly public affairs program designed to keep you informed about important issues affecting Monmouth and Ocean counties. Now here's Vin Ebenu with this week's Jersey Shore Journal.
And a good evening to you. I hope that you've all had a great weekend so far, and I thank you for joining me tonight to discuss the Jersey Shore. My guest on the show tonight is Barnegat Police Chief Keith Germain, and then Dan Alexander joins us for a look at what's on the Jersey Shore calendar coming up. Before we get to the guest for the show tonight in Barnegat Police Chief Keith Germain, want to give you the beach badge prices for the Jersey Shore for towns across Ocean and Monmouth counties here as the beach and summer season are getting underway. Fantastic weather, and you're looking for those beach days where you can get away, lie in the sand, get a tan, go for a swim. And of course, when you go to the beach, be sure to wear sunscreen, sunglasses, protect yourself from the sun. Do what you can to protect yourself there when you're going. And then certainly listen to the lifeguards and the beach managers as well for what to do, what you can't do in the water or on the beach as well, so that everybody can have a safe, happy, and healthy summer. So I wrote up an article recently, and have recently reshared it as well, on beach badge prices for the Jersey Shore. You can check it out at WOBM.com, 943thepoint.com, and 1057thehawk.com. Just click on my name, Vin Ebenu, and you'll be able to find this article as well and follow along. And then please like, comment, and share so that everybody can be on the same page with what the beach badge prices are for the Jersey Shore this summer. Starting in Asbury Park, beach prices remain the status quo from last year for the summer of 2023. It's $6 for a daily pass Monday to Friday, $9 on weekends. It's $70 for a seasonal pass for adults, $20 for seniors 62 and older, as well as teens 13 to 17. Kids 12 and younger in Asbury Park, as well as veterans, are free to go onto the beach. In Allenhurst, the daily beach price is $10. There is a beach club as well. The membership is required. Avon-by-the-Sea beach badges are now on sale. Seasonal badges, $100. Senior badges, $65. And older are $55. Young adult badges, 12 to 18 years old, are $55. Daily badges for one day, $12. Kids 11 and younger are free. Parking, free for everybody. That's always good. Barnegat Light seasonal beach badges are $45, weekly badges $22, senior badges $12, daily is $5. In Bayhead, with prices overseen by the Bayhead Improvement Association, it's $100 for a full season beach badge, $55 for a season beach badge, $10 for a daily beach badge. Everyone 12 and older is required to have a badge to get onto the beach in Bayhead. In Beach Haven, until May 31st, that's what's considered the preseason, so you get a couple days left, beach badges are $30. On June 1st, seasonal badges go up to $40, and at that point, weekly badges will be $20, daily will be $10, seniors 65 and older are $10, veterans are free. In Belmar, seasonal beach badges are $70, seniors 65 and older, their seasonal beach badges are $30, the daily beach badge is $10. Kids 13 and younger are free. In Berkeley Township, for the White Sands Beach in the South Seaside Park section, seasonal beach badges are $50, weeklies are $25, dailies are $10, senior lifetime photo ID badges are $20, and senior seasonal badges are $15. In Bradley Beach, seasonal badges for adults 16 to 64 are $80, seasonals for seniors are $35, 65 and older. And seasonal badges for juniors, 13 to 15 years old, are $35. In Brick, the seasonal beach and parking passes are at $45. Daily beach wristbands, $10. Senior citizens can receive a free daily wristband until September 1st. Their parking pass, $15. Daily parking for everybody, $10. Kids 12 and under and veterans are free. In Deal, the seasonal walk-on beach fee, $150. Daily weekday beach fee, $10. Weekend fee, $12. Kids 12 and under, veterans are free. In Harvey Cedars, preseason beach badges until June 15th are $35. Seasonal beach badges, $45. Weekly badges, $20. Daily, $7. Senior 65 and older are $12. In Island Heights, the recreational badge to use the beach, go fishing or crabbing, and use the tennis courts is $15 for daily pass, $30 for seasonal. Island Beach State Park in Berkeley Township is free, as is the beach in Keensburg from Beachway Avenue to Shore Boulevard. In La Valette, free for kids 12 and under, $65 per person for the seasonal badge, $35 for a weekly, $13 for a daily, $20 for a senior, $15 per person for anybody who is totally disabled. Veterans are free. In Lock Arbor, $110 for an adult seasonal badge, $80 for a senior citizen seasonal badge, daily for adults are $10, weekend are $12. Long Beach Township, the preseason beach badge until June 15th, $40. Seasonal after that is $50. Senior citizen is $5 for the season. Weekly, $20 for everybody. The daily is $10. Veterans are free. In Long Branch, seasonal beach badges for adults 18 to 61 years old are $70. $30 for students 14 to 17. No beach badge required by the city for those 13 and younger or 62 and older. Daily badges, $6. Weekly, weekend, and holiday are $9. Daily for students is $3. Manaloking, and you got about another day for the preseason. Seasonal badge is $110. After May 29th, the price is $120. Manasquan. Seasonal badges for adults 17 to 64 are $85. Juniors 12 to 16 are $40. Seniors are $30. Parking passes for the season $100. Daily badges are $10. Weeklies are $45. Ideal Beach in Middletown is free, as is Leonardo Beach. In Monmouth Beach, just check the borough website for more information. Neptune Township, Ocean Grove. The beach along Broadway Avenue in the Ocean Grove section, $90 was the price if you bought it by April 30th. It's now $95 for the season. Youth and seniors pay $50. Daily beach wristband, $12 moving forward. In Ocean Gate, you have a couple weeks left to get a discount on the beach badges until June 15th. They're $20. Then it goes up to $25. Senior badges are $10. In Point Pleasant Beach for Jenkinson's Beach, free for kids 5 and younger, $55 for a seasonal badge for those 5 to 11 years old, $130 for 12 and older, $95 for seniors for seasonal. Daily, free for kids 5 and younger, $4 for kids 5 to 11, $13 for those 12 and older. Anytime you bring a beach chair, it'll cost you $11. Beach umbrella, $12. Lounge chairs, $15 or 2 for $25. So a little bit of a deal there. Sandy Hook, the seasonal parking pass is $100. But it's free beach. Seabright, seasonal beach badge, $100. Seniors, $35. For kids 12 years old and veterans, kids 12 years old and younger, and veterans, it's free. Daily beach badge is $8. In Seaside Heights, it is $10 for a daily beach badge. Over in Seaside Park, seasonal badge, $65 until June 14th, and then it goes up to $70. Seniors, 65 and older, $20. Weekly, $40. Daily, $13. Seagirt, the seasonal badge is $115. The senior is $70. Daily is $11.98. Ship Bottom until June 1st, where it'll go up. So we'll just give you the June 1st price. $45, weekly $25, daily $10. And then in Spring Lake, seasonal is for those 12 and older, $110. Seniors, $80. And then after August 1st, $70 for adults 12 and older. Daily is $12. Surf City, seasonal $50, weekly $20, daily $10. And Ortley Beach in Toms River, children 12 and younger, as well as those 62 and older, are free. Seasonal, $40, half season, $25, weekly, $15, daily, $4, and the weekend holiday is $5. So, again, go to our website and get the updated look at the beach badge prices for the Jersey Shore. Now we go to our guest for Jersey Shore Journal tonight, and it's Barnegat Police Chief Keith Germain, who recently joined me and Dave Crossan on Short Time with Vin and Dave over on 94.3 The Point to discuss the summer ahead. It is possible both to have fun and be safe at the same time. Chief has welcomed me in. Imagine the concept of that. You could have fun, be safe, and responsible all together.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, that'd be great. Makes everybody's life easier, you know? We like to be less busy and have less bad stuff to go to, for sure.
So Barnegat is certainly a growing community, and certainly like a lot of other Ocean County towns, Monmouth County towns, it grows a little bit more in the summertime with people coming to check out all the different beaches we've got and all the fun amenities and so on and so forth. So as we're getting ready for Memorial Day weekend coming up, and then certainly the summer season as well. Starting with road safety here, what are some of the things that are particularly challenging for Barnegat Police or other police in the summertime that you want to get out there, say, hey, listen, when you're out there, here's how you should drive and try and behave?
Yeah, I mean, I think for all of us, right, Ocean County has done a great job making this a great place to live, great place to play, great place to come to. And because of that, we're victims of our own success.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to come here, and they do, and especially in the summer. They bring their bikes, they bring their scooters, they bring their skateboards. So one of the things that is relatively new, it's a new law that just came out last year that has not gotten a lot of traction, most people don't know about, but, you know, as a driver, if you see somebody on a bicycle, on a scooter, on some kind of a device like that, if there's another lane, you're now required by law to move over a lane, just like we move over a lane for cops when when they have a car pulled over. We have to move over a lane, and if there isn't another lane, then you're supposed to, under the statute, give them at least 4 feet of space and slow to 25 miles an hour until you can safely get around them. So that's a new law, came on the books last year. I think it kicked in March. And, I'm sure the police will be out there educating the public on that as we go through the summer, because, unfortunately, accidents are up, pedestrian deaths are up, bicycle accidents are up, everything is up across the board, so.
It's crazy. Just with the people riding the bikes and just doing what you said, just trying to go out. And I guess to a degree, sometimes they're a little bit too close to the road, and sometimes it's pedestrian or biker error as opposed to the driver. But I mean, there's got to be that middle ground there where people can drive where they got to go, and people can ride safely their bikes on the side of the road and everything without coming together.
That's it. I mean, it goes back to the age-old play well with others, right?
Right.
The bicyclists and the cars have to share the road and have to work together to keep everybody safe.
To your other point there of just about the move over law, I feel like that's something that doesn't always register with drivers, or just that they ignore. I mean, I see it on any kind of road, local road, county road, state road, whatever, where it's just kind of, to me, mind-boggling, like, why do you need to? There's clearly room to, move over, especially when there are two or three lanes on a particular road. It's dangerous too. But are you finding that is still happening in a lot of cases because people are either ignoring it or they're just not following it?
I think it's a little bit of everything, right? Some people still don't know that move over law is there. People are busy. They got a lot on their minds, right? They got a lot they're thinking about, and sometimes the focus isn't there. And it's all about just giving yourself that margin for error, right? None of us intends to get in an accident. That's
right.
Why we call them accidents, right?
Yeah.
So giving yourself that extra 8 feet of space saves you, saves the trooper or the cop from having a really bad day.
Do police have to take those extra precautions just in case people in those particular situations when they pull somebody over or when they're addressing an accident or something else that they realize that people may not move over and they have to be careful with where they're walking and how they're walking?
Of course, yeah. I mean, from day one in the police academy, when they, teach you motor vehicle stops, it's all about being mindful about how close you are to multi-ton vehicles that are whizzing past you. And you see a lot of cops now, you'll see doing a passenger side approach, walking up to the passenger side of the car on the shoulder, because, we just see time and time again that just a little bit of distracted driving, can really, cause some major damage and do a lot of harm.
Chief, New Jersey drivers, I guess we get this reputation from people out of state of being, aggressive, driving really fast, like sort of like a flock of seagulls sometimes on the parkway, like, oh, okay, everybody does. Let me follow in. But during the summer with more people here, tends to, I guess, test the Jersey patience or whatever, where you have to slow down, more cars on the road, more lights, and so on and so forth. What would your advice be to drivers to try and balance that patience out there with, okay, yeah, you can get where you need to go, or maybe you need to leave early, or just like be patient with visitors?
Hey, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not rocket science. It's just big picture thinking, right? I mean, you want to shave a couple of minutes off your drive by really getting on it and getting aggressive. Well, nothing's going to add delays to your day like racking up your car, having to have it get towed, having to get a ride to where you're going. I mean, to try to save 2 minutes, you create yourself a multi-week, very expensive headache to get that all resolved. So, like everything else, we are an impatient state and an impatient society. And I love that about New Jersey a lot of the time, yeah. Right? We bring the energy and we get a lot done. However, there's got to be a balance there to keep everybody safe.
And I feel like there was a study that came out maybe a year or two ago that says, okay, if you think that by going an extra 5 or 10 miles an hour on your commute by saving maybe a minute or two, like like with all the effort you're putting into going a little bit faster and being a little bit more aggressive, like the amount of time you save is minimal.
It's risk reward, right? It's risk reward. Even if it's just you got pulled over, even if you don't get a ticket, getting stopped is going to add 5 minutes, 10 minutes to your trip, right? So it's risk reward.
And then we got cars on state roads doing the Jersey slide.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Oh, there it is, Ken.
Exactly.
In terms of just non-aggressive behavior, just kind of people going backyard parties, barbecues, graduation, so on and so forth, or going to and from watching a ball game at a local bar or something like that. I know it's a timeless conversation, but I think it's something to always try and bring up here. But just advice to drivers in Barnegat, going through Barnegat or just anywhere, on how to be safe and how to be responsible with knowing your limits, knowing what you're going to be doing that night or possibly could be doing.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm biased, but there's no better state in the union. There's no better place in Ocean County to cut loose and relax and enjoy yourself and enjoy life. And and listen, the reality is, we have an alcohol culture in this country. It is what it is. There's a big difference, though, between doing that responsibly and doing it irresponsibly.
Right.
And in this day and age, with the availability, Uber, Lyft, it's ubiquitous. No matter where you are, you can grab your phone, get yourself a ride within 5 minutes, and just can't impress upon people enough. It is a DWI is a significant financial burden. It is a multi-year problem for you, and it can be life-altering if it turns into a DWI accident, and we have them still, which is crazy when we have all these options for designated drivers for getting a ride home. So again, it's just thinking about the consequences and making the good decision up front.
What concerns or challenges do you have about recreational marijuana or any drugs surfacing this summer?
Huge. I mean, the reality is nobody wants to talk about it. There's no really effective way for us to know right now whether someone is impaired by marijuana. It's just not there. It goes beyond just the cops, right? I mean, I don't know if my surgeon had a morning that involved marijuana. I don't know if my kid's school bus driver. It's a real issue, and I think it's fine that we went in the direction that we went to legalize it, but I think we got a little bit over our skis, and the framework isn't there. And if every other state that did this is an indication, we're going to see accidents and fatalities go up because of this. And, we'll catch up to it. But right now, we're in a spot where the cops do not have a lot of tools to deal with it. And I think the stigma around smoking and driving is not the same as the stigma around drinking and driving.
Yeah.
I know the younger generations are a lot smarter. Our Gen Zers, they really don't like to drink and get behind the wheel. But, they'll tell you behind the scenes, they don't think twice about smoking and getting behind the wheel. So I think that's a big problem that's coming our way that we're going to have to deal with.
Do you think that's something that not just your department in Barnegat, but others in Ocean County or even Monmouth County this summer, with more people out there on the roads, are going to just have to keep an extra set of eyes on throughout the course of a day or a night, like whether they think somebody's going from a party or something else, that there's a chance that they're driving under the influence of marijuana?
Yep.
Or another drug.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely a concern. It's a big concern to the law enforcement community. It's been a big concern of the State Chiefs Association here in New Jersey, which has tried to work with the our legislative leaders to try to come up with some kind of an interim solution for this. But you know, there's some things in life where you can jump off the cliff and build a plane on the way down. I don't suspect this is one of the ones that should have been handled that way, but
right.
You know, I don't get to make those decisions. We just follow the marching orders and do what we're supposed to do. So,
yeah, and hopefully some significant change that would reverse some of that and help out law enforcement and just really provide safety for the community as well. Hopefully that's somewhere on the horizon over the next few months or year.
You would hope.
As we're talking summer here, we're talking with Barnegat Police Chief Keith Germain this morning. What are some of the other safety tips, safety things that are going on in the summer that you want everyday residents to know about? Going to the beach, going to boardwalks, parties, going here and there, just stuff that you want to get out there to people just going out and enjoying life this summer.
I mean, one of the biggest things I'd like to hit is everybody comes here and, you know, they relax. We're a really safe county, right? You know, we talk about it in Barnegat, one of the safest towns in the county. And I think people get here from out of the area and they exhale, right? There's that sigh, they relax. All right, we're here. And one of the big things we're still suffering from are these auto thefts. They're rampant. And almost 100% of our auto thefts are tied to people who leave their cars unlocked and leave the key fobs in the cars. I mean, the only thing they could do to make it easier is put a sign on the car that says, "I'm ready to go, steal me, please," right?
Right.
So one of the biggest reminders that will help not ruin people's vacations as they're coming here this summer is reminding them just this simple stuff. Lock the door, take the key with you so we can try to cut down on these thefts that have been rampant, throughout the state this past couple of years, really.
And not leaving any valuables in plain sight. Like, oh, hey, let me go grab that.
Common sense stuff. I know it feels like we're in paradise here sometimes, but, you know, we are still in the most densely packed state in the union. And as safe as we make it, there are still people who want to take advantage of a good people around here. So,
Chief, I want to ask another bike safety type question. I know we hit on that earlier in the conversation, but just a message out there for parents and even just kids riding around on bikes, not necessarily specifically near a busy road, but just kind of going out there. And something that I've seen all over is just kids riding around with no helmets on. I feel like when I was a kid, which wasn't too long ago, it was like, okay, before you go out and ride your bike, get your helmet on. If you're going rollerblading, whatever else, you know, knee pads, elbow pads, do stuff to be safe. I feel like there's just a lot of kids of all ages, teenagers, or I guess even adults now riding around bikes, no helmets on. I mean, and not to be the safety patrol here, but I mean, it's just kind of strange to see, I guess.
Yeah, again, risk reward, right? I mean, it's part of the reason we're seeing the fatalities we see associated with bike accidents is when we're not wearing helmets, we're not protecting our most important piece of real estate, which is that 6 inches between your ears, you know? And even more so, and we joke about it when we see it, but you know, we talk about distracted driving. It won't take you long if you're looking around while you're driving to see kids now riding around, not just without helmets, but they've got the cell phone in their hand.
Yeah.
And their face is in the screen while they're riding the bike. So, again, it's just sticking with the basics. Nobody thinks that today when they get up is going to be the bad day.
Right.
But you never know when that day is going to come. And, you know, if I'm going to have the bad day, I'd much rather face it with a helmet on than without one.
And there we go. And some kids even riding with holding their phone while the bike is just kind of in motion.
Oh, yeah.
No hands on the handlebars.
Yeah, like, yeah. Just let physics do its thing, for sure. Yeah.
Invincible.
Yep.
Chief, as we wrap up here, what are some of the fun things about summertime in Barnegat that you particularly enjoy that is such great parts about the Barnegat community, things that the police department enjoys?
You know, I'm a Barnegat kid. I was fortunate enough to grow up there, and I love it there. And nothing makes me happier than this time of year, you know, being able to just kind of drive and walk our bayfront. It's beautiful. Everybody's in a good mood. getting into our communities, we have so many new people in town. The town's exploded. You know, I started working in the PD in 1994. We had about 12,000 people in town. We're pushing up towards 26,000 now.
Wow.
You know, coming up on whatever 29 years later. I love driving those communities again on those nice days. People out walking their dogs, neighbors talking to neighbors, and I know our cops love doing that and getting involved and just having those exchanges with the community. And that's what it's what makes the job fun. Make the good days good.
There you go. Chief, best to you in the department this summer.
Thank you so much. Good to see you.
That is Barnegat Police Chief Keith Germain.
Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Evenue.
Now Dan Alexander takes the wheel and gives us all a look at what's coming up on the Jersey Shore calendar. Good evening, Dan. What's going on?
Vin, coming up next Sunday, the Manahawk and Elks Lodge hosts their summer market at the lodge from 9 until 3 with over 50 area vendors showcasing their products. Saturday, June 10th, Popcorn Park Zoo hosts their second annual Lions, Tigers, and Bears Festival at the zoo in Forkwood River from 4 until 8, featuring tastings of over 30 local beers, wines, and craft cocktails while strolling the 7-acre animal refuge. Also on the 10th, the Eagleswood Fire Company hosts their Craft Beer Bash Chili Cook-Off at the Sea Pirate Campground on Route 9 in West Creek that goes from 1 until 4. It's their biggest fundraiser of the year. And Saturday, June 11th, Make-A-Wish New Jersey hosts its Summer Wishes at the Jersey Shore live music event at Reef and Barrel on Seeger Avenue in Manasquan starting at 4 o'clock. To get your nonprofit club or organization's event listed on the community calendar, click the submit link at the top of the community calendar page on this station's website. For Jersey Shore Journal, I'm Dan Alexander.
Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Evenue.
Well, it's time for me to say goodbye and goodnight, but we do have a full look at what's going on in Jersey Shore news on our free Town Square Media family of apps here in Monmouth and Ocean counties. Have a great night and a great week ahead, everybody. Take care.
This has been Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Evenue, a public affairs presentation of Town Square Media. Join us again next week as we keep you informed about important issues affecting Monmouth and Ocean counties. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on Jersey Shore Journal, please email the host, vin.ebenu@townsquaremedia.com.